Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Let's turn our attention to the United States now, where a federal judge has said there is probable cause to hold the Trump administration officials to criminal contempt for ignoring an order that blocked the deportation of Venezuelan migrants. Now, at the centre of this, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was removed from the US by the Trump administration in March, despite an immigration court order preventing that deportation. Now, the US Supreme Court has called for his return, but the White House claims he has ties to a criminal gang called MS-13. Here's what the US Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt had to say at a surprise press conference yesterday.
The Democrats and the media in this room have continually and wrongly labeled Kilmar Abrego Garcia as a Maryland father. There is no Maryland father. Let me reiterate, Kilmar Abrego Garcia is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member and foreign terrorist who was deported back to his home country. And if he ever ends up back in the United States, he would immediately be deported again. Nothing will change the fact that Abrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in the United States of America again.
Well, let's get more on this now with Sarah Firth, who's a journalist based in Washington. That was an extraordinary moment at that press conference, and there's more to say about it too, which we will in a moment. But Abrego Garcia, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, Sarah, will you tell us why his deportation has become such a flashpoint?
Yes, so this is against the backdrop of the Trump administration deportations to El Salvador and this much tougher stance on immigration and deportations. So Kilmar Abrego Garcia, he was living in Maryland when he was picked up by the Trump administration officials. He was, by their own admission, mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Now, the White House described this as an administrative error. But over the last few days, what we've seen from officials is them asserting that this wasn't a mistake, that he has links to the MS-13 gang. And you've heard from the likes of the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt yesterday. You've heard from the Attorney General Pam Bondi saying he is never coming back. And now this all centres around a very old law called the Alien Enemies Act. And the Trump administration is using interpretations of laws like this to allow the administration to bypass traditional legal safeguards. So really, Claire, at the heart of this, Kilmar Abrego Garcia has had no due process. There's no criminal case that has been brought against him that proves he is a member of the MS-13 gang, and this deportation having gone ahead, and now the Trump administration seeming to double down, even though they themselves admitted that he was mistakenly deported, on the fact that he will not be returning to the United States.
And then you had the Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen, who went to El Salvador to try and intervene yesterday to try to get to speak to him. How did that go?
Well, I mean, the Democrats are... He's obviously advocating on behalf of one of his residents. The Democrats are really pushing on what the Trump administration is doing and trying to highlight the fact that it's a pretty remarkable series of events that are unfolding, and that if this can happen to someone who hasn't got a criminal record in the United States, who was mistakenly deported, it can happen to anyone, basically. Mm-hmm. And you've actually already heard noises from President Trump saying potentially further down the line that there could be deportations of American citizens further down the line. So there's a lot of concern. I think Democrats are really trying to highlight the fact that what is happening right now in the Trump administration with these deportations to El Salvador has much, much further reaching implications. And of course, we saw that in the remarkable moment that unfolded yesterday with the federal judge finding probable cause exists that the government is potentially in criminal contempt.
Well, let's go back to the press conference last night, because I was watching it. It was just extraordinary, because they brought in, the press secretary brought in the mother of a murdered Maryland woman. Rachel Moran was the mother's name. And she reduced the White House. What I saw was just stunned silence in the room, because nobody seemed to expect her to come in. But she slammed Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat, for travelling to El Salvador. Let's have a listen to some of what she had to say.
To have a senator from Maryland who didn't even acknowledge or barely acknowledge my daughter and the brutal death that she endured, so that he can use my taxpayer money to fly to El Salvador to bring back someone that's not even an American citizen. Why does that person have more right than I do, or my daughter, or my grandchildren? I don't understand this.
So that was Patty Moran, whose daughter Rachel was murdered back in 2023. The man found guilty very recently was Victor Martinez Hernandez. He had illegally entered the United States from El Salvador. What was the reaction to her unexpected appearance at the press conference?
Yes, I mean, it was devastating listening to her testimony. But to give you some background, ahead of that press conference, we all got the usual briefing email letting us know that there was going to be that conference on. And the White House sort of touting this as having an unscheduled special surprise guest at the briefing. And it turned out to be Patty Moran speaking, you know, very movingly, of course, about her daughter, Rachel, who was killed in 2023. I think, you know, you listen to that, it's difficult not to be affected by the obvious pain that she was in. Possibly, I would say that it was a little bit disturbing, perhaps, to see the conflation of the separate issues. So I think it's important to point out that the man who has been convicted by a jury of killing her daughter, Rachel, Victor Martinez Hernandez, as you said, he was a fugitive from El Salvador. He was accused of entering the US illegally. He has been convicted by a jury. And so, Claire, this comes back to due process, you know, legal process. So the White House is sort of using this at the moment, and with the trip that you've seen from the Democratic senator to try and advocate for his Maryland resident.
Yeah, it just was an extraordinary thing to do, as you say, to almost conflate the two cases. Here we have the mother of a woman who was raped and murdered by a man who was convicted. Now we have his case all mixed up in this other one about a man who has no criminal conviction.
Yes, and Claire, it is confusing, and I think there's an argument that it's designed to confuse. So what we've also had in recent days is the White House press communications emails that come through. They've been dropping sort of lists of criminals from El Salvador that have committed and been found to commit, you know, absolutely heinous crimes. But they're kind of point in doing this is saying, this is what the mainstream media, this is what the Democrats, these are the people that they are fighting to keep on your streets. And that is simply not the case. It is a conflation of the issues. There are, you know, in the case of Patty Moran and her daughter, Rachel, it is absolutely devastating. The man was convicted by a jury. There is a lot of support for the idea of returning convicted criminals to El Salvador, in particular from these very well-known gangs. At the point that critics are making, the point that legal experts are making, the point that the Democrats are making, is that there has to be due process, because what we're seeing at the moment, and it's not just with these people from El Salvador, you've also had the Trump administration revoking visas for non-citizens, and in some cases, people with green cards. And this is all connected through the Trump administration's broader strategy that I said of this aggressive immigration policy.
Sarah, another extraordinary day in the United States. Thank you very much for being with us. Sarah Firth there.